From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors
for living. All right, J.D. Vance shouldn't run away from his public statements, and he's not. He's right about the Democratic Party having a bunch of brainwashed women that are their biggest supporters. It's true. We'll play this clip, go to break, come back and talk about the Civil War and how to stop the enemy master plan. Here it is.
So there are two kinds of people who run for office, and one category is really big, one category is really small. The big category is people who just want to get to office because they want to prove something to their absent or alcoholic fathers or fill some empty space inside or have power over you. That's almost everybody. Then there's a small category of people who run for office because they really believe something and they've got something to say. They really mean it. You almost never see these people. One of them is J.D. Vance. He didn't need to run for office, but he is. He's running for Senate in Ohio. And since the second he announced, places like the Daily Beast and the Washington Post and the Atlantic, the Axis of protectors of the ruling class, have gone crazy. They hate him. They really hate him. And that's how you know he means it. Well, the latest example came on Friday in Alexandria. J.D. Vance made a pretty obvious point. He said the childless left, that's how he put it, lacks, quote, physical commitment to the future of this country. Quote, why is this just a normal fact of life for the leaders of our country to be people who don't have a personal and direct stake in it via their own offspring? That's what he asked, and they went completely bananas. So we thought it'd be interesting to talk to J.D. Vance about what he meant and what it's like to be attacked for saying things that are so obviously true. He joins us tonight. J.D. Vance, thanks so much for coming on. So that was just a very short snippet of a much longer speech, a really interesting speech that people, I think, should read. But what were you saying?
Thanks, Tucker. And by the way, if folks want to help us out, jdvance.com, every little bit helps if you can throw us a couple bucks. But look, what I was basically saying is that we're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it? I just wanted to ask that question and propose that maybe if we want a healthy ruling class in this country, we should invest more, we should vote more, we should support more people who actually have kids, because those are the people who ultimately have a more direct stake in the future of this country.
Man, if you had called for, I don't know, lowering tax rates to zero or invading Canada or, you know, I don't really know what, making the death penalty mandatory for people who don't get the vaccine, something really radical, they wouldn't even have noticed. The Atlantic would have just nodded. But saying something like that drove them, like, insane. Why?
Well, I think first is because it actually hit a nerve. I mean, these people recognize that they're unhappy. They live in one-bedroom apartments in New York City. They've played their entire lives to win a status game. They're obsessed with their jobs. They're obsessed with their wealth and with their fortunes. And they look at middle America, people who are actually pretty happy with their lives and the choices right. that they've made, and they hate normal Americans for choosing family over these ridiculous D.C. and New York status games. And I think because of that, they just get so angry when somebody calls it what it is. It's acceptable if they ignore that it never happens, but when somebody calls out that, look, if you're a miserable cat lady, you should not force your misery on the rest of the country, they just get really upset about it. And I think, by the way, Tucker, it's a good thing that they get upset about it. It suggests that they know that we're hitting a nerve, not just in this campaign, but with this message that we should invest in American families in this country. If nothing else, we should be about healthy, stable families.
Do you think that this would be a happier country if it were run by happier people?
I definitely do. It makes total sense, right? Happier people would make for a happier country. And it's not just the leaders of the left, of course. It's not just the Democrat politicians.
No.
You know this, Tucker. The most miserable people in the mainstream media are these mediocre journalists who have their entire sense of self-worth wrapped up in their crappy jobs instead of in their families. People who know where they came from, people who go home at night and see the face of a smiling kid, whatever their profession, I think they're happier, I think they're healthier, and they're going to be better prepared to actually.
All right, it's a great interview. The full interview is at InfoWars.com, but he's dead right. But they're not just unhappy, they're incompetent. We'll be right back. They can't cook a hamburger.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you go to InfoWars.com and see the full show headline, that says it all. We'll put that on screen here in a moment. Now, I know most listeners understand that I've got a pretty good gauge of things. So do you. I mean, it's not hard to see what's going on. But most people are scared to talk like this because it sounds crazy. This is a normalcy bias. Thursday emergency live broadcast, deep state planning to consolidate control by triggering civil unrest, civil war. Alex Jones has their battle plan and knows how to stop them. Tune in now. And I'm asking all you that are tuned in, millions on radio stations, TV stations, InfoWars.com/show. Go to X. Go to Real Alex Jones. Follow me there and take the live show feed and share that. Because that's accessible to everybody. And when we reach more people, that's how we win. And tell people you share it with to share it themselves. And tell them to share it. And that creates a chain reaction. So, if you look around at the political climate, not just here, but around the world, it's turmoil. It's collapsing countries. It's starvation. All of that has been either created or exacerbated by the private central banks and the policy decisions of the big tax-free foundations of the British Empire and the United States of America. Not the American people, but the big tax-free foundations that are running this globalist shindig. And they've said, since Lou Dobbs got the secret documents when he was still the top host in the world, he was the Tucker Carlson back then, in 2006. It's in my film Endgame. And Lou died last week. We wouldn't have a chance without him. I mean, he was nobody at that level talking about this then. And again, it's the rock in the pond thing. The waves he created are still building. That's why it's like a punch in the gut to lose him. And we're so busy in the fight against the globalist. I pledged last week to do a whole breakdown on Lou and a remembrance of him and find some of his best breakdowns and analysis. And you know what? We're going to do it for Lou. We got a lot going on, but we got to get up off our ass. We're not on our ass. We were up here until 9 o'clock last night, but we got to remember him, because we don't remember the people that stood for freedom and gave us these victories. Then damn it, we're going to lose. So, excuse me. I get mad sometimes, and then if I get mad, it's entertaining on air, but it's real, and then I shoot my adrenals, and I can't work another 8-9 hours I need to. So just let me just calm down for a minute. Not just pissed he's dead, it means a lot. It's just all the angles and the fact that people don't appreciate people that sacrifice so much pisses me off. So, hold on a second. All right. Let me go back to where I was. So, there's a global destabilization going on and happening right now. And the Black Rocks, the WEF, the UN, it's all the same group. They are arrogant technocrats. And they think we're all stupid, dumb animals. And so, like a kid burning ants with a magnifying glass, you know, or a kid that tortures frogs or something like George W. Bush would do. And They love sitting back like we're in a petri dish and they're God and we're just little pawns. And they've said, we're going to cut the food and resources off. There's going to be a big, giant global calamity. Cloward and Piven on PCP and steroids to the 10th power. A global Cloward and Piven. And they've already cut off over 30% of the fertilizer the last 2 years globally. They're already shutting down upwards of, again, it's the target number the first 2 years of this, 30% of the farming in the UK, in the Netherlands. They already cut off half the farming in Sri Lanka 10 years ago, total martial law collapse. They're just doing it everywhere, okay? So I'm just giving you a snapshot. And when the third world can't get enough food, they've done surveys, Gallup and others have, of the illegals coming in, and they ask them, why are you here? And they say, for 3 years we were locked down. There's no, we can't work on the farms. There's no factories. We're starving. And they're military-age men coming up here to then get a job and then bring their families. I can't blame them. But they've been induced into the Democrats, baptized in the communism. In Europe, it's into the socialist parties and communist parties. And so they are a weapon. I mean, look, this bottle of Topo Chico I'm drinking is real nice and delicious and crisp. But I could break it off and stab you to death with it. Or I could bash you over the head with it and kill you. So this is, the, you know, some illegal alien come up here for a better life. He's like a bottle of Topo Chico. He's not bad. I don't hate him personally. But you know what? The New World Order should use him as a weapon to bash me upside the head with it. You got that? I use the analogy of a dam. Let's say you live 5 miles down in a valley below a huge dam. There's a little river there. But if that dam broke, you'd be in 50 feet of water in 10 minutes. You'd be dead. I like water all day long, but I don't like it moving 100 miles an hour over my house, killing me. Water's delicious and good when you're thirsty. There's a way of torturing people with a funnel down their throat. It's way worse than waterboarding. You stick a funnel in somebody's mouth and you start pouring gallons of water in there and people start talking real quick. It's the same thing. Water's real fun until somebody pours 2 gallons of it in your stomach in 30 seconds. So, yeah, the illegal aliens are just like a bottle of Topo Chico. You can drink it and enjoy it, be friends with it, if it assimilates. But if it doesn't, it can kill you. Take this bottle and break it right now and slit your throat with it. And that's what they're doing. So, just doing big picture here. We're talking about civil war, new world order, martial law plans. Everything's on the table. I'm going to be talking a while here. All that's going on. So they've cut, last number I saw a few months ago, I need to look it back up, 31.8% of global fertilizer compared to 2 years ago has been cut. It's the first decline in fertilizer production since World War I. So fertilizer production has been going like this, and our population's gone like that. Since the Germans figured out how to make nitrogen out of natural gas. Now the globalists are trying to ban that process, saying it's bad for the earth. So, they're collapsing the third world. Those armies are coming here. They'll be signed up to vote, signed up to your police, your military. That's all been announced. And you've got Kamala Harris coronated and Biden stepping down. All of it undemocratic, all of it tyrannical. You've got the FBI official battle plan put out by Biden 3.5 years ago. But the number one threat is white people and anybody that doesn't want open borders or forced shots or lockdowns. Yeah, the FBI trying to stage kidnappings of governors, saying a civil war is coming. You've got all these movies and TV shows about civil war. Oh, gosh, I forgot. One of my predictions of them killing Trump was when Civil War came out 2 months ago. I did a whole review of Civil War. Guys, go find that. And people watch the movie, and I even saw conservatives go, we don't know if this is political. Well, that's because you're amateur dumbasses. I mean, I don't want to be the guy that... I went and watched the movie one time. It's brown people against white people. It's white people executing brown people in mass graves. It's the states getting together and removing a Trump figure and killing him and a black woman executing him. The only other brown person that gets killed by the group attacking the Trump supporters is the press secretary who happens to be black. You got a person when the movie starts with an American flag, runs in and blows up illegal aliens. 3 minutes in, I look over at my wife and I go, this is about Civil War race base. And the whole movie's that, and that's what it's all about. I said, they didn't spend $350 million on this and another $100 million promoting it because they're just doing that. And Obama's movie, Leaving the World Forever, and all the rest of it. So that the pre-programming's there. Then you get the tip to Trump assassination, all the hype about cyber attacks and claiming the Russians are going to do it and the fact that NATO's failing in their war with Russia. And you add thousands of other points into this. You can all see them. And then you get Senator Blumenthal, who's run the persecution against me, introducing a bill 3 months ago that if Trump wins, they're going to try to pass the bill to strip him of the Insurrection Act, last used in the LA riots by George Herbert Walker Bush, that if he tries to call the National Guard out to stop the country being burned down, he no longer has that power, which is an executive branch power being stripped away by the legislative, which is a legislative coup. So, and then they've said, we expect if Trump is reelected, civil unrest, mostly peaceful. And so they're already cooking it up. They're already getting it ready. They're already heating it up. They're already preparing it. And you're like, well, the leftists go out and burn stuff down. People turn against them. No, there will be a trigger. Listen to me. They will launch false flags against who? Obama got caught with Eric Holder, who now officially runs the Biden White House. He's doing the VP process, everything. Eric Holder got caught as the attorney general running the Trayvon Martin hype. The Justice Department was in that, stirring that up. And all the other events like that, they were trying to get this racial division going that you saw in Black Lives Matter and other things that came later. So right before Trump either gets elected or right after he's elected, a truck bomb vaporizes a black college. A truck bomb vaporizes a black megachurch. A truck bomb vaporizes a black block party or something. And I just say truck bomb because that, by saying it, they won't do it. That's their favorite thing. Mass shooting, poisoning, God only knows what it's going to be. But that's what you do. That's the ingredients. It's like making pancakes. You got the batter, you got the milk, you got the eggs. And you stir them up, you put them in a griddle, and you make pancakes. I mean, so we got all the other ingredients there. But the milk is the race attack, or maybe you call it the egg, whatever you want, or the batter. And there's total hype that the number one terror threat's white people. They're going to kill everybody. It's super rare, but you know they say it's imminent, and it's the number one terror threat, and the white people are just going to, and you've got Patriot Front that pile out of cars, and they track them back and prove their leaders are feds. And you never hear Patriot Front in the news, like, oh, white supremacists marched today, always in a key battleground area, always at a black event. You know, like a black preacher event, just black folks going to worship Jesus. And then here comes 200 guys saying Heil Hitler or whatever. And the black folks are like, man, there's Nazis everywhere. But then the news never investigates Patriot Front or never asks who they are because they're feds. They may have some useful idiots in their group that they're using to wind up and prepare for something. But this, think Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, but 1,000 times bigger. This is it right here. And this is the kind of guys they'll try to wind up to go after me. And these are the type of guys they're winding up to go after Trump. Because, see, they don't want a leftist to kill Trump in the next assassination attempt. They're going to want somebody out of a group like that. Listen to me. I don't just say this stuff. There's deep thought analysis on everything I say. I spend most of my time thinking, not talking. I hate even having to come on the air. I really need to be thinking and, you know, coming up with how to counter them. So they got their white supremacist groups all heated up, all ready to go, all ready to pounce, all ready to launch. And then there's giant riots and destabilization. And then Trump gets saddled with it while he's president-elect. And then there's a constitutional crisis. And then Trump gets assassinated. Or Congress impeaches him before even, you know, there's 1,000 things that go into all of this. But this is total New World Order. Total financing and the leadership of these groups, I would bet my right arm, our ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, as the front groups with the CIA behind it, orchestrating the whole thing. And the ADL's been caught running white supremacy groups before. So that's where we are. So they attack white people. The media says whites are demons and whites are the devil and massive crimes against whites and Soros DAs everywhere not protecting white people or police when they get attacked for no reason. And then here comes the saviors in there to tell you all this and to lead a movement against it valiantly. And then suddenly certain avenues are opened up for the groups to be able to speak and talk and organize, which is fine in the First Amendment, but it's done at a certain point to then create the catalyst. So I'm going to tell you, right-wing, anti-black, and I'm not even saying about Patriot Front, I'm saying that's the type of group that you're trying to recruit from. Attacks on blacks are imminent. Because the globalists have got black leaders they control, they've got media they control, and they think they can kill a bunch of black people and then use that as the trigger or the detonator for all hell to break loose everywhere. And they could add a cyber attack and say the Russians did it. Before they even said that 6 months ago, the FBI, we believe, with no evidence, they said, Russia with MAGA supporters are going to cut the power off for a cyber attack. They're already pre-programming that. They pre-programmed that if there was an assassination of Trump, it was Iran. They tried to say Iran tried to kill him with no evidence. People said, how do you predict that? I didn't predict that. They'd already pre-programmed that. They always pre-program their narratives. So they're pre-programming whites are going to murder black people en masse. They're pre-programming the Russians with MAGA supporters are going to cut the power grid off or cyber attack and stop the election, even though we're winning. Why would we do that? As if we could do it anyways. As if we're with Russia. They're pre-programming Iran's going to kill Trump. They are pre-programming all of this insanity, and you've already seen them get rid of Biden and steal the election to put him in and then install Kamala and then, you know, all of it. They're going for broke and they're telling you that nobody, you know, oh, Trump wasn't shot. Oh, you know, Kamala wasn't the border czar. They're just full on warfare lying to you. And yeah, most people see through it, but see a certain percentage get in a debate about the lie. It's just meant to have you debate the lie. So now you're not debating what a horrible border czar she was. Now she opened the border. You're debating whether she was a border czar or not. That's just a tactic to get you off balance. It's fine to cover why they're doing it and how, but just to get into some large discussion to like prove they lied again, they're certified liars. If you move into a new neighborhood and you're there for like 6 months and your neighbor says, hey, you know, you have barbecue with them, hang out a few times, throw the football with each other's kids. The neighbor says, hey, I'll water your plants. I hear you're going to Cancun next week. You're like, sure, Bill, thanks. And you come back and you notice that some of your wife's jewelry's missing and somehow your credit cards all got hacked into. You're starting to think it's Bill. And then about a month later, you're having dinner with another neighbor. And they said, yeah, Bill, what do you think of Bill? Well, you know, we've lived here a few years, but we let him kind of watch the house once. And we don't trust him. Oh, what happened? Oh, then you hear your credit cards got stolen and you hear some of the jewelry got stolen or maybe an urn or you know, some piece of art. And now you're pretty sure Bill's a criminal. So you don't get in a big evil fight with Bill. You just don't ever have Bill watch your house again. You don't ever have barbecue with Bill. Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. I'm busy right now, Bill. Not trying to be mean to the Bills. Call him Rodrigo or Chung or whatever name you want to give him. But with the globalists, we have millions of lies and horrible programs against us and fraud upon fraud and nothing but duplicitous attacks. So here's how it works. You don't believe or listen to anything they say, and almost always it's the opposite of what they say. Sure, we can debate it and analyze it. Oh, look how ridiculous they are. But aren't we beating a dead horse? Aren't we beating a dead horse here? And the answer is, yeah, we are. There is no point in sitting here and arguing with BlackRock and the UN and Klaus Schwab and the New World Order and Bill Gates. Anything Bill Gates promotes, you know, is bad. It always is. Anything the UN promotes is bad, you know it is. Anything the Democrats are involved in, you know is bad. Anything the neocon rhinos promote, you know is bad. We're done. It'd be like going to the same restaurant, and the first time you go there, you get horrible food poisoning. You go, I'm going to give another shot. You go in the next week, get it again. You go, well, I'm going to do it again. And then finally, you go in with your family and your five kids, and one of your kids dies from food poisoning. That's like the poison shots. And you're like, yeah, we've had food poisoning 12 times last year, but we're going back tomorrow to eat again. It'd be like having food poisoning 10,000 times at the same restaurant, and you keep going there because you're a glutton for punishment because you won't admit that you just got wronged. Because you're invested in the system. It's not a restaurant. It's your college degree, and it's your church, and it's your system, and it's peer pressure, and it's you're a liberal, and you want to believe you're the good guy, and you're the savior, and you bought into the system, and you don't want to admit it's a Carnegie, CIA, Rockefeller psychological warfare operation to cut you off and isolate you and make you a poor, sad, alone cat lady. Nothing wrong with cat ladies. I'm just saying, it's like that's who they are. They're women that are alone. They think the system's their man. The media's their friend. They buy every lie, and they sit there hoping it gets better, hoping it's the pimp syndrome. It's a famous HBO show, or I forget what it was on, like 15 years ago. And this pimp had this girl with cigarette burns on her and broken her arm and everything else, and the mother comes in to see her daughter, and the pimp's there. And she's like, you got to get away from this guy, honey. You got to get away from him. He's broke your arm. He makes you sleep for 20 minutes a day. He doesn't even take care of you. You look terrible. You used to be so beautiful. And she goes, Mama, I know, but he loves me, and I can't go. He's good. He's and the pimp looks at the mom, and he goes, listen, bitch, there's nothing you can do. I own her now. There's nothing you can do. When I'm done, I'm going to throw her out the street. And she goes, please, baby, don't throw me out of the street, please. And the woman looks at the pimp and goes, what have you done to my baby? And she's like, it's okay. I'll just work for food. And he goes, listen, I don't pay your daughter nothing. She's lucky if I give her every couple of days a bucket of chicken. Now, you look at that broken woman under Stockholm Syndrome, and you say, how the hell could she, from the photo they showed, beautiful woman, to like this wrecked person, and you ask, how the hell she got in that position? Because as the abuses intensified, she decided it was okay, made an excuse, wouldn't get out of it, and has now learned to live in the abuse, and now the pimp is dancing around like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Like It the Clown, literally It the Clown, just because it's a demon. Only a demon would want to do this to people. Now, the real answer is, when the pimp's getting out of his car the next day, but see, that girl came from a no-father home, somebody with a baseball bat takes it to his ass. And I mean all the way. All he needs three shots to make sure that head's fully caved in. I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying, then those pimps would be scared. But we're not going to be violent right now. We're going to take things back in the information war. But here, let me get this straight. Nobody's pimping me or my family. And if anybody thinks you want to go ahead and have your civil war, we tried to stop it, but I've looked at all the angles. You're going to lose it. And you're going to lose it big. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer out of the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.
All right, so here's the deal. We're seeing mass total pre-programming everywhere for racial civil war, both in the media, in the FBI, in the colleges, in the culture, everywhere, in the fiction. And that's their move. They got legislation introduced to take over the executive power of the military during this crisis. They could launch it right before the election or when he's president-elect. And they've got the plans cooked up to trigger the false flags to legitimize it. So we've got to get ahead of that. We've got to understand it. We've got to expose it. It's been very heartening to see Congress and Trump come out and say there was a stand down. They tried to kill me. That really puts the enemy off balance because nobody's listening to him. But we've got to get ahead of this. And that means people have to have their head on a swivel, understand. You've got to pray every day as well. But knowing, as they say in G.I. Joe, is half the battle. Knowing what the enemy's planning is half the battle. Then you just got to oppose them. And we've got more people than they do. And black folks are waking up and white folks are waking up and everybody else is waking up. And a very exciting time. That's why the enemy is in total panic mode. Remember, I got double banned on Facebook where they said you can call for violence against Alex Jones and all this stuff because I said Biden was already had brain problems 5 years ago during the campaign, 4.5 years ago. And then like they flip the switch and say, okay, he is incompetent. And sure, he's gotten worse. But he was already incompetent. And so is Kamala, because that's who they want. They want puppets that they can blame for the criminal activities they're engaged in. And they interchange them like putting on a different socks or a different tie in the morning. And so you have Black Lives Matter of all groups coming out, because they're mad they might be getting a big enough, you know, cut of the Democratic Party money. That's why they're doing it. And they came out yesterday, last night, and said, hey, we're mad. Dems lose BLM organization, calls out hypocrite party for bypassing Democrat process by installing Kamala, just like they did with Bernie Sanders. So it's dictatorial, in your face, out in the open. But we are 102 days from the election, and there's 80 or 79 days of hell while he's president-elect. We better make it a focus point, a research point, a talking point of the populist, of the libertarians, of the conservatives, of the Christians, of our beachhead and the Republican Party, because if they already tried to kill Trump, they've already removed Biden, they're already appointing Kamala Harris, you're in the dictatorial state is already has a dictatorship. This is the most important point. There's already a dictatorship set up in D.C. of this oligarchy, of these bureaucrats. And we're trying to take it back from them peacefully and turn the country around and not turn off the fertilizer and the food and the energy and try to control the borders and try to stop the fentanyl and try to stop World War III. And they're like, no. We get what we want. So you have to state where you are and face the reality. And people are saying it's a coup. It's a deep state coup. The deep state's out in the open. They tried to kill Trump. They're going to try again. It's everywhere. The prominent Republicans sound like me. And that's good, because our job is to make Alex Jones obsolete. Because when people think like I do and have the enemy's number, like they say in Full Metal Jacket, I got your name. I got your number. I got your ass. And when we know their tricks, it's over for this oligarchy. If Trump gets in there and his people come in and they start doing some new thing and are doing what the Democrats did and looting us, I'll turn on Trump like a dime. It's not going to happen. He wants prosperity. He won't be perfect. Stuff's so corrupt and crazy. We're not offering some utopia. We're just promising a government that isn't out to get you as policy. There'll still be bad people that are doing bad stuff. But we will have a republic that shuts off BlackRock's political control. We will kill the ESGs. We will kill the central bank digital currency. We will kill the open border. We will kill World War III. We will kill it, because prosperity's sexy. That's what America used to be about. We'll go back to that. We want to be the good guys again. And we won't have to have military bases all over the world. We won't have to dominate everybody. They're going to want, like the Russians did, the idea of freedom, even though we weren't perfect. But compared to them in 1985, we were good. Now they're good compared to us, because we are in our season of total corruption right now. Now here's Congressman Matt Gaetz doing a great job pointing this out to FBI Director Wray. And then we'll get our special guest on Wray trying to imply that, well, nothing really happened to Trump.
Was the shooter on the FBI's radar in any way prior to the assassination attempt?
We did not have any information about the shooter. He was not in our holdings before the shooting.
No communication in any chat rooms, no CIs or confidential human sources have any interaction with?
No, we've run a thorough search for the subject through all of our holdings, and he was not in them anywhere.
Were there any FBI agents or informants present at the Trump rally in Butler?
Not to my knowledge.
And Mr. Jordan was talking to you about Iran. Were law enforcement resources diverted from the protection of President Trump to John Bolton as a consequence of concern that Mr. Bolton might have been the target of Iranian malign efforts?
That's really a Secret Service decision. I don't know the answer to that. That's really something they would know better. What I can tell you is that there are a number of individuals, you mentioned one who we've brought a case a specific criminal case for the Iranians targeting for assassination, but how the
are you going to get that answer to us, whether or not resources were diverted from Trump to Bolton? Is that just going to be part of your review?
I think that's going to be part of the reviews by the Inspector General.
The Inspector General for DHS, right?
Of DHS, right. and the outside panel.
I think that's an important point, because the Inspector General for DHS has really fallen out of favor with the administration, because he's been pointing out all the problems on the border with Mayorkas and Biden, and we're always kind of worried that they're about to fire him, which would be a really bad idea now that this role that you've identified is so critical. Be a bad idea to fire the IG for DHS during the pendency of this, right, Mr. Director?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
I'm with you on that. So I want to zoom out a little bit. How often do you brief President Biden?
You mean on this specific case?
No, in your role as FBI Director.
I mean, I don't know that I could give you a number.
Is it like weekly, monthly, daily?
It's not at a regular cadence. There have been times when there have been months at a time when I haven't, and then there have been times when several days apart I have. Okay. It's always with other people.
The vice president, is she typically there?
Often has been.
Okay, so when did you notice his decline?
In my interactions, in my role, all my interactions with the current president have been completely professional.
Right, but I mean the cognitive decline. I'm not saying he treated you unprofessionally, just maybe not picking things up as quickly as he used to.
Again, I don't meet with him very often, but what you're describing is not something that I've observed during my interactions with him.
I mean, we've had it observed so often that the ranking member and Mr. Schiff on this committee have said that he could no longer continue as a candidate. And so, since you're the FBI director, I was just sort of wondering, like, who's running the country? If something bad happened, you'd have to go brief President Biden about it right now? God forbid?
And I, on any number of occasions, I have briefed the president, and as I said, those briefings have all been uneventful and unremarkable.
Oh, I can imagine them being uneventful. But in the work where the vice president's also present, like you say, there's like more than half the time there's these briefings, she's there too?
I don't know if I'd said more than half the time. Certainly there have been times where she's been present. There have been other times where she hasn't.
I take you at your word when you say this is the most complicated threat environment you've ever observed over a long career in law enforcement. And I'm just kind of wondering, with this assassination attempt, with the invasion at our border, with all the Hamas that have been let in that you've talked about and briefed about, like, is Biden up to it? And if he's not up to it, and you're a guy who's been regularly briefing him, like, who's been in on this conspiracy to hide the real Joe Biden from all of us for years? It never occurred to you that this guy wasn't up to it in all these briefings you did?
As I said, my briefings with the president have all been completely fine.
Were they between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.?
He's asked questions. There hasn't been anything of note in the area that you're talking about.
Yeah, did you ever have to brief him before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m.? We hear those are his good hours.
Certainly times that I have briefed have included outside those hours.
Right. Okay. I think the American people want to know how we got to this point with someone who's so diminished his own party has basically put him out to pasture. And since you had close proximity and the vice president had close proximity, I'm just kind of wondering if you were being straight with all of us about how things were going with him. I guess we'll have to figure that out.
You can count on me to be straight with you, sir.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. And he also said the same testimony. Nobody's persecuting pro-lifers. They're just giving him 41 months in jail for peacefully protesting outside abortion clinics. So they're getting ready to 25th Amendment, Joe. They don't even want to leave him in for the 180 days until the inauguration. Because it's not just the 102 days of the election. It's the 79 days after that you got to watch. And all the pre-programming for civil war, martial law, race war, what will the triggers be? That's the last ingredient they need. The last little piece in the witch's brew. So in that same testimony yesterday, FBI Director Wray said, "We don't even know if Trump was hit by a bullet." Well, I'm not a ballistics guy. I'm not a sniper. I've not been trained in it, but I've been shooting since I was 4 years old. And I have, we got a couple ranches out in East Texas. And boy, there's all those old junk piles. In the old days, you didn't ship your garbage away. You just had the garbage kept there. So all these old trucks and refrigerators and you name it, you know, going out there shooting them. I learned what bullets do, particularly 5.56. I've been shooting that for a long time. Got my first 5.56 when I was 16. My dad bought me a Mini 14. And I remember, you know, just shooting metal, shooting wood, you know, the different things it does. And if Trump is up on a podium out front, and now that the FBI says 8 shots were fired, they got 8 bullet casings, 5.56, from the supposed, you know, assault rifle, and it goes by Trump's ear and grazes him on the right side, and there's HD, you know, video of it slowed down. You can see the bullet. And they're saying, well, maybe he just got hit by shrapnel. To the public, trying to say, oh, nobody tried to assassinate him is kind of the idea. This really didn't happen. But I'm not a top sniper like our guest is just popping in for a few minutes, Alex Alexander, who is credited with his team in Iraq with a 2.2-mile shot killing an Islamic terrorist. But I just wanted to get him on to talk as a real top expert about what he thinks of these ideas. Because to me, if a bullet grazes your ear, then it hits bleachers or, you know, hits concrete, a bullet then splatters and does send some shrapnel around it, kind of like a flower. But that would be up and down and around from the bullet into the people around it. It wouldn't be into Trump 40, 50 feet from where the bullet hits behind him, hitting him in the ear. And you know, creating it. So I just wanted to specifically drill into this. Maybe I'm wrong. Dallas Alexander of DallasAlexander.ca, thank you so much for joining us. What is your view of this?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, looking at this, I think, for one, and I've examined now all the pictures since hearing this statement, and I don't know if anyone's pointed to specifically where this shrapnel would have come from. Have you heard that?
No, they just say it could be shrapnel. So I'm trying to understand if the main crowd was 50 feet, 40 to 50 feet behind him, and it would have hit the middle of the bleachers, which is like 60 feet back. So how does shrapnel cut his ear from 60 feet back? I've not experienced that, but I'm not an expert like you.
Yeah, that's not happening. I think the only explanation that could possibly lead to shrapnel is if there's something in between the shooter and him that was not, you know, not thick enough or strong enough to stop the 5.56 round, but still have it penetrate and shoot shrapnel through the other side. So we have done a lot of this in my previous career. We call it penetration demonstrations or exercises, and you just shoot bullets through things and you see what happens on the other side. And see where shrapnel goes and how it acts. Now, bullets and shrapnel are both sort of unpredictable, but they're predictable enough that you can tell that, for instance, if it hits something, you know, 50 feet behind him with a 5.56 round, nothing is coming forward of that bullet 50 feet, which would be in Donald Trump's direction and hitting him. And if it was something in front of him, I heard something maybe about a teleprompter. To me, that doesn't make any sense that there would be a teleprompter in front of him. And since he turned his head and was hit on the right, you know, shrapnel would have to go through his head to get to his ear on the other side. I think the only thing I saw maybe that was in the way and it looked like it was too high were those cranes holding the speakers and stuff. And I don't know where the rounds went beside that. I'm a Canadian sitting up here just reading about this stuff and watching videos. It just seems so obvious that they're trying to downplay something. You know, Trump got shot. And like you're showing now, there was a picture of the bullet. And again, I'm skeptical of things I see on the internet, but still, he got shot through the ear. Very, very lucky man that was the extent of his injury when it could have been much worse. But I think that people want to downplay it to not make it seem so, I don't know, badass is the word I would use, I guess.
Well, exactly. So Dallas, that's my lay thinking as a guy that's been in plenty of junk piles on the family ranches. I wasn't doing it professionally like you, but exactly. It's fun to see shoot a refrigerator, shoot an old truck, shoot wood. You know, I've shot plenty of wild hogs, deer. I mean, I know how this stuff works. Exactly. He's up on a podium. And he's like 50, 60 feet from the crowd behind him. He gets eight shots fired at him, one nicks his ear. It doesn't bounce back and then skim his ear, in my experience with shrapnel, because I've seen it for myself, and that's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, so 100%, like, I would bet everything I have, like, nothing from behind him where the bullet struck, the bleachers, you know, 50 feet away, nothing came from the round striking back there. The only way that this could happen is if there was something in between where the bullet was shot and him that brought kind of shrapnel along for the ride.
But like you said, I interrupt you to finish your point. This is obviously an attempt for the public that's not educated about firearms or ballistics, whether a layperson or a super expert like you, to try to pretend like, oh, it didn't really happen. Where regardless, a guy's shooting at him. If it was shrapnel, he's being shot at, he's the target. So regardless, it was an assassination attempt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. I think that you can just use words like shrapnel and people aren't going to analyze, okay, well, where did the shrapnel come from? Like, it came from where then? If there's nothing between the shooter's rifle barrel and, let's say, Trump's ear that could have the round ricochet or cause, you know, if it hit that mic stand, for instance, right in front of him, a piece of that mic stand could come off and hit something behind it. But if there's nothing between the barrel of the shooter and that trajectory that the bullet is on, then there's nothing to turn into shrapnel.
And I interrupted you, so if you can, think back to what I interrupted a minute ago. But to explain this, the kinetic energy of a bullet coming towards you, if it hits something, it's got forward motion. It could spray some pieces of what it hit at him. But the idea that it goes back 60 feet and bounces back on him is preposterous. So
not happening.
That's the point.
Yeah. That point right there. Like, if the bullet traveled back behind him, nothing is coming forward that amount of distance that is going to hit him.
So
I've done this.
Do you remember the point?
Thousands of times.
Done a thousand. What was the point you tried to say before I interrupted you?
I think it was just leading to that point. If there's nothing for a bullet to hit between, let's say, the barrel of that gun and the place where it ended, let's say Donald Trump's ear, there's nothing to cause shrapnel. Because behind, once it hits his ear and it's behind him, you know, especially that amount of distance, there is nothing coming back. I'm telling you, I've spent a long period of my life doing experiments like this with all kinds of calibers and all kinds of materials. That's not real.
Well, for Democrats that literally can't cook a hamburger like Chuckie Schumer, which I'm sad for them, explain it, because I'm a layman, but I've shot wood, steel, aluminum, everything, and 5.56 particularly does break up a lot, but when you shoot something really hard with it, it splatters in a flower around it, up, around, and down. It doesn't spray forward, correct?
Yeah, so it depends on a few things. It depends on the type of bullet. It depends on the type of material that it's hitting. And it depends on the angle of that material. So for instance, if you have metal and a bullet and it's angled like this, it will always hit and ricochet down. Up, it can hit and ricochet up. Now the round, depending on what it's made of, can come apart in different ways. But also there is, if it's a material that the bullet can get through, the bullet passes through, it can take some of that material with it on the other side.
And that's the most common form of shrapnel, right?
Yeah, I would say, like, when I first heard this theory, I was like, oh, okay, so what are they saying it hit in front of him to cause this shrapnel? And then I looked, and, like, I went through all the different pictures and all the different angles that I could find, and it didn't seem to make any sense. So I don't know, if they're claiming that it hit the bleachers behind him and somehow caused shrapnel, that's absurd. I mean, it's along the lines with all the other ridiculous things, such as...
And we're showing video, a straight-on hit, it splatters like a flower.
Oh, yeah, like this. You can see tons of videos where people slow this down and they show you what happens to bullets when it hits stuff.
And like you said, if it hit an angle up or down, then you can get a ricochet, but that's not shrapnel.
That's right. You're still getting hit with a bullet. It's just a bullet ricocheting off of something and hitting something else. But like that example there of that video, you see if a bullet passes through, it can bring materials of whatever it's hitting through the other side.
And it can shoot some a little bit back, but not far.
Yeah, that's and especially with 5.56, like it's
it dissipates, right? It uses its energy up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the time in the 3 minutes we've got left. Thanks for popping in. You great analysis. Any other key points you'd like to add, Dallas Alexander?
I just think to me it's really obvious. As soon as I looked at this, you Google it, and everyone's attaching themselves to this narrative that, like, oh, maybe he wasn't shot. And I think it's just a way to downplay what happened. And again, I'm Canadian, so I have no skin in the game in the politics down there. I just like to look at things in a common sense way. And it seems to me that this is just the same thing that the media pulls all the time. When everyone's story is exactly the same, when you Google it, there's probably somewhere else to look.
Like saying Kamala Harris was never the border czar.
What was that?
Like saying Kamala Harris was never the border czar.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she's in thousands of videos as the border czar. Did you hear, Dallas? She's not a border czar now.
Well, good. Let me Google it, and then if that's what it says, that's what it must be.
By the way, I knew who you were as a sniper. I read articles about you know, top farthest shot in history. But, man, I watched some of your videos. This is good. This is George Strait stuff, so congratulations, man. I'm a fan now. I've got you in my Spotify. People can find you, Dallas Alexander. Please join us again as things develop. We got 1 minute left to break. Any other comments just in general about where you see this going?
I as the days pass, I continue to see, you know, the narrative on the media try to downplay and change and make excuses. And my stance from the first day is the same, that just, I don't think this kid did this on his own. And it seems like as the days pass, they're proving that more and more and more.
We got 1 minute left, actually. So just real quick, specifically on that, you're right. Now the Congress, Navy SEALs, or members of Congress are saying, we think inside job, that's got to scare the deep state. When you say it's mounting, what are a few of the data points?
Well, I mean, if you take it right off the start of my initial assessment, and this is just from, you know, years and years of being a sniper and counter-sniping and security and close protection and all of that stuff. So my initial feeling was, like we spoke about last time I was here, that it was just, he didn't do it alone. Somebody who knew what was up helped him out. And after that, you know, every single time I hear someone talk that was involved or steps down or whatever, there's a bunch of more things that just don't make any sense. Like, you couldn't have Secret Service on a roof that was arguably the most important because the slope was too big. And then everybody saw that that's ridiculous, so she had to quit her job. Now this guy talking about, he might not have been shot. It might have been shrapnel, but there's nothing in front
of
him.
Hold on. Do 5 more minutes at least with us, because I forgot to ask you about this. They released, Senator Grassley, you probably saw it 2 days ago, released the footage that the Secret Service in the higher building, 50 feet from the shooter, had their command center. So they're all up there while he's on the roof for 26 minutes. We'll be right back.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, just his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder, since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement. paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.